Calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just got a text message on my phone, and I paid $295 for an iPhone, but I didn't get any kind of confirmation or anything.
All right, can I have your zip code, ma'am?
33852.
And your first and last name?
Donald Wright.
Okay, ma'am, you said you paid for $298 for an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not finding an account for you. Bear with me one second. All right, can you spell your first and last name for me?
DonnaWrighc.
Okay, ma'am, was your credit card charged anything?
I'm sorry?
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
404 Highlands Boulevard.
No, ma'am, we don't have an account for you. Was your credit card charged?
I don't know.
Okay, ma'am, we don't have an account. Can I have the last four of the credit card that you used to order?
4752. It said claim reward.
Okay. We haven't charged that credit card, ma'am, so I'm How did you get our number, ma'am?
There was a text on my phone. So I went back to it and went back to your website and got the phone number.
Yes, ma'am. So we haven't charged that card at all. And did you get an alert from your card that you got charged?
Hold on. Okay, what I got on my text says, Donna, your package EOLBPS3 is out for delivery and will be arriving soon. Check updates on CAR6.us.
Okay, that's not us, ma'am. I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Okay, then this is a fraudulent thing.
Well, you can call your bank to see if they got an alternate number, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.